You have been silent for quite a while now. Is there something on your mind? You tried your best to find a way through the tunnel roadblock, but there is too much rubble and metal waste in the way. It is likely that after people were evacuated, they collapsed the tunnel so nobody from the outside could get in. Or, as an attempt in containing the fallout, you cannot get through on your own. You may have found fewer supplies than last time, but there is still enough food for you back at the hideout. You do not have to worry about it right now. There will be better days. That is a concern. Extracting fuel from vehicles to power your, as you call it, truthers. Generator is a problem when you have to take off your respiratory headgear to lower the pressure in the hose. If you decide to search specifically for fuel during your supply run, you can always drink Lugol's solution to protect yourself from absorbing. Minor amount of dust being carried by the wind. Nothing to worry about. I commend your alertness. As I was saying, drinking Lugol's solution will protect you from absorbing radiation. You found a few bottles recently in the medical wing of the shelter. However, it is likely that it will not taste good. I recommend you not being so hung up on the collapsed tunnel. You still have not explored the entire basin. You still may find an easier way out. Or something useful to make the way out. At the very least, it will make for good sightseeing trips that may help take your mind off the situation. Yes, the situation requires you to be on top of things at all time. However, you should also take care of your mental health. Overworking yourself and stressing about your predicament will wear you out as much as starvation or radiation sickness. You are doing well rationing your supplies. You have managed to accumulate a decent amount of food, and you are always vigilant about the readings from my systems. You can take a breather, even if just for a moment. You are most welcome. Warning, high amount of gamma radiation detected. Please leave the area immediately. I cannot say if this was a radiation hotspot or a large amount of dust in the wind, but it is preferable that you do not put yourself at risk to see. I recommend finding a way around. How can I help you? Air composition, nominal. No traces of reactor ash. No gamma radiation detected. It is possible that due to elevation, very strong winds can occur here, which would blow away anything light. This would prevent waste from settling down in the region. However, despite the results of the scan, I recommend against taking off your headgear. Speaking of which, how long has it been since you've swapped out your filter? You seem to enjoy observing the vast part of the basin from up here. It will certainly have a positive effect on your mental health. The wind seems to be picking up. I recommend moving on, as we do not know how strong they can get over here. It is worth remembering the route to this location, so on calmer days, you could come back to relax. You could also scout out the area, looking for next points of interest for your supply runs. That seems like a good thing. Wanderlust will give you incentive to explore and give you pleasure just from finding new interesting places. It is a win-win situation. As long as you do not get lost or run out of supplies while wandering. I can indeed map out your route, but it may not work as intended. There is no radio or network connection. I cannot use my GPS system to show you maps of the area. I can use the sonar tool to create a model of the area, but in the open space, it will take up quite a bit of my resources. On the other hand, if you travel through woods, inspecting the model will be very difficult because of the trees around you reflecting the supersonic waves, creating a torn image. The entrance to your hideout should be down below, somewhere to your right. Warning, ground appears to be unstable. I am over here. I am still working fine. Seems like no damage has been caused. What about you? Did you break anything? Any wounds? This was a rather dangerous situation. Sore back and rear is one of the better outcomes. Since this did not result in any serious damage, you should not linger. Aside from it being evening, the cloud cover seems dense. if you feel tired. There is nothing wrong with going to sleep. However, I recommend eating a light meal beforehand. I am only recommending you a course of action, having your comfort and safety in mind. You should not feel obliged to follow it. My battery is at 32%. Have a good night.